She's Wild, Mark Cremant and the Beach on Algoa FM. This time of the week is a special time. We might be introducing you to your brand new favorite artist because it's
the Friday Music Club.
Today, we've got a lady who is from Algoa country. Mm-hmm. She is affectionately known as the Flower Lady. Mm-hmm. She's been at festivals. She's been on stages around the country, including Johannesburg, Washington, D.C., New York, Virginia, Los Angeles. She released her EP just last year, late in the year. So we have a lot of music that you'll be able to access once you have met her. It's time for us to introduce you to Maralu. Maralu, welcome to the Friday Music Club.
Hi!
Yo! Yo. It's nice to have you.
What an introduction.
Love your energy.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Now, we've been bragging with the fact that you're from Algoa country. Which part of Algoa country?
Boysen's Park. Okay?
Yeah, named after you.
659 Postal Code.
You're right in the heart of Algoa country.
Right
not far from our studio, actually. Sure. And tell me, where did the name come from? The Flower Lady.
Okay, so the Flower Lady came from, I had my daughter 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and I started into like gardening and doing all sorts of things, right? So when I started gigging again, what I did was I took flowers to every single person that showed up to the show, or whenever I was invited out to do a performance, I take like tons of flowers. I think I probably was over 1,000 flowers, more than 1,000 flowers already, you know, that I've given to people. So that's where the Flower Lady came from.
And that's where your album's name comes from as well. It's got a gardening kind of theme or an agricultural theme. What's it called?
It's called So. The EP is called So. And it symbolizes really just the beginning, getting back into music. You know what I mean? And also at the time, I wasn't going to be recording this EP, but then lockdown happened. And I was like, this is the perfect time to introduce, you know, a body of work that I feel so passionate and confident about, because it spoke about all the important topics that's so dear near to my heart.
Yes. And can you explain your sound to us? Because you've throughout the years, you've tried different types of sounds, but this EP is completely different to those that do know you.
Yeah. No, I was introduced to music. Let me tell you a quick story. When I was living in Boston Park, a young girl, right? And then one of my other friends, you know when like MP3 was the thing on the phone and you listen to it on the phone and it's like a thing? So she played me a song, a house song of a girl that lived around the corner. And I was like, there is no way this girl sang this song. Like, where did she do it? What studio? And I'm very young. So I was introduced to house music in that way. And that's why you know what I mean? I started seeing house music first.
Yes.
But my work now is really based on like a more of an acoustic soul sound with a lot of R&B elements and then like some jazz vibes, right? And then also poetry. Lots of poetry.
But just before you spoke about the style, you spoke about the subjects that are near and dear to your heart. They are profound subjects. Tell us about what they are.
So the biggest one at the moment is gender-based violence. I think like my deal with gender-based violence is sometimes like when the situation happens, it's not like the first time it happens. There are those microaggressions that introduce you to it. You know what I mean? That like say this could possibly be a potential dangerous situation. So it's kind of talking to the confidence of younger women that find themselves in these positions. And, you know, saying like, you know, like the song, one of the songs is like, she doesn't have to be impressive. She doesn't have to be exciting. You know what I mean? Like, she's a gift to you. She's not yours. She's not your property. So it's all of that. That's one specific theme that I feel very passionate about. Another one is self-confidence, self-belief. And that comes through in the You're Enough. It's like a mantra. It's like a thing that young girls need to say to themselves when they're looking in the mirror. You know? So I wrote a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's empowering. Can you talk about, you know, you empowering other artists? Because that's also in the pipeline.
Yep. This one blows me away. My heart is so, so, so full. So last year, I got the opportunity to, I published a book of poetry, 30 pieces of poetry, right? And that was also inspired by another older colored lady that I found in her book. And I was, for me, look, let me tell you something, right? Growing up in Woodland Park isn't always where you get exposure to all sorts of information that we readily have available right now, okay? Some of us are fortunate to get out of that situation and go to model schools and explore and travel. There are many who do not. So when that book introduced me, at the time, I didn't know that people were publishing books. So my introduction to creative services was at a very young age. So that's why I feel this deep desire in my heart to create an opportunity where younger girls, 18 to 26, can submit one piece of poetry, one piece of short story or song. And I've got 30 spaces. And then at the end of the sessions, of the 6 to 8 sessions, we will produce an acoustic music project and we will publish an anthology.
Brilliant. Beautiful. Now tell me, where do we find you online just before we play your song for the first time on Algo FM? If someone's listening going, I've got to keep up with this girl, where do they do that?
I'm on www.marilu.co.za. That's also where you'll find out about the project, the specific, and it's called The Colored In Girl. It's for colored girls in the northern area and in Newtonake. And it's saying, hey, listen, if you have something that you feel you want to write about or whatever it is that you feel like you need to be expressive about, you know, come through. Let's read the work and let's edit the work and let's get across it.
All right. Let's talk about this work. It's called Forward. Introduce a song for us and then let's spin it for the first time.
So Forward is like about almost restocking, saying that what you really felt. At the end of the day. So you put it in and there's great potential for it to come back to you. So that's all right. What it is about.
Well, Marilu, look her up online. Marilu, Marilou, from Algoa Country, Boysons Park, to the world via Algoa FM's Friday Music Club. Here it comes. It's called Forward. All the best, Marilu.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys will love me. Have a good one.